ABC Radio Australia.
The PNG Kumuls could be taking on England ahead of the Rugby League World Cup next year if PNG's head coach Jason Demetrio has his way. After the team retained the Pacific Championships bowl for the third year in a row with convincing wins over Cook Islands and Fiji, they have nothing scheduled until the World Cup, and Demetrio would like to see that situation change. And now that he has taken on the coaching role at the London Broncos in the English Championship, the pool of Kumuls playing in the UK is set to rise with Morea and Finlay Glare having already signed on. In the meantime, reflecting on the Pacific Championships, Demetrio says that competition is in need of an overhaul after PNG were denied the chance to take on Tonga and compete for the right to take on Australia next year.
You know, we knew going into it that we weren't going to have the third match, but as it played out, I think it would have been a cracking game, PNG v Tonga, and we'd have come in with a lot of confidence and they were probably down a little bit. So I think it would have definitely added to the weekend, that's for sure. We grew as the series went on and we played the footy we've been working towards over the last 2 years. So that sets us up nicely for the World Cup.
Certainly, you didn't have to look too far on social media to see that the fans were calling for that game between the Kumuls and Tonga to take place. I mean, is it time for the NRL to take a look at the Pacific Championship and look at revising it and coming up with a model that satisfies everybody's needs? Because up to now, they don't seem to have done that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Particularly when it comes to PNG, like, there's no doubt the biggest growth area in our game is going to be Papua New Guinea. The wealth of talent that'll come out of there over the next couple of years. If this year's Pac Champs wasn't an example of that, you saw the emergence of Morea, Gyro, Firo, Cooper, Bai, you know, these kind of players. You know, Cooper obviously has grown up in Australia, but the other boys, you know, Finlay Glare is another one. Born and bred in Papua New Guinea, have come through the Hunter system under Paul Aiton, who's done a fantastic job. So we need to create more opportunities for these guys to play on the world stage. And, you know, obviously a World Cup next year does that, but in between, when you're playing the same team year in, year out, I know Fiji and the Cook Islands feel the same. It's almost benefiting Tonga and Samoa and Australia, but it's not really supporting the other nations that we're getting left behind a little bit. So, yeah, I'm sure it's something that the game will look at over the next 12 months.
So when can we expect to see the Kumuls in action again? Will it be the World Cup or will there be an opportunity to play before then?
I would love a game against England in the international break. I think the majority of our Kumul side will be over in England, so I think that would be a great hit out for both teams as a preparation to the World Cup. I'll have to get CEO and Tony Arthur onto that and speak to the officials in England. But yeah, just watching on the weekend and, you know, the lack of games or quality games that the English are getting, I think it'd be a good sell and it'd be a good game too. So yeah, I'd love to get a mid-season game against those guys. If not, it'll be a two-week prep leading into first game in the World Cup. And the good thing about the last 2 years is we've used 29, 30 players across the 2 years and given some great exposure to a lot of players. So the competition for places is going to be really strong, and having some continuity with the coach and the staff is going to help the boys when they come into camp as well.
How does London Broncos fit into the picture now that you've taken over the job as coach there? You've already recruited Morea and Finlay Glare to your side for the next season in England. Is it going to be a sort of pathway for PNG players? I mean, clearly they have to be up to standard, but maybe there are going to be quite a few who will be looking for a bit of assistance from you now.
Yeah, definitely. And there'll be more to come in that. We've signed some more over the next week or so. There'll be more announcements around. Our boys are more than up to it. I think for them, the opportunity to go abroad and experience a different way of living, a different culture, is only going to add to their appeal from NRL clubs. And I think there's a misconception around Papua New Guinea boys. I say this all the time, you know, you get one player who comes over who's lazy and doesn't want to work hard and has a bad attitude in terms of his ability to commit or has a bit of an issue in and around the language, then unfortunately that casts a shadow over every player. And my experience with the PNG boys has been exceptional. I've worked with Gyro Firo this year and my understanding was his ability to communicate was difficult because his language barrier, he speaks the language from his village. And so when he came into the Hunters camp, he had to learn Tok Pisin and then he had to learn to speak English as well. And while that's growing, his ability as a footballer is second to none. His ability to adapt and learn and take on board what you're asking him to do is as good as any player I've ever seen. And you know, I remember watching Lachie Lamb spend 10 minutes with him after training. I think it was on a Wednesday. And then we came back on the Friday, and he just took everything that he spoke about after that and put it into practice, and was pretty impressive to see. And I know the players around him, the senior players, particularly in our Royal Boys, they were shocked at how quickly he was able to grasp the footy side of things. So I think the talent is there. For me, it's about showcasing PNG talent and their ability to play at a high level. So those boys I know that we sign will come over and they'll showcase what PNG is all about.
Will it help that you are the coach? And the way you've just spoken about PNG players there is something that ordinarily they wouldn't get if they went to England. And that's certainly been a problem over the years, perhaps a lack of empathy, if you like.
Yeah, I think so. I think it definitely helps. You go to a club where you're familiar with the coach, and it's probably part of the reason why you go to the club. So I feel like I've got a good understanding of how they develop as players and their values as people. And I think once you know that, you're able to connect with them pretty well. And every player that I've spoken to and asked if they're interested in coming, they can't wait to get on the plane. And that's a good sign for London. That's a good sign for the game over there as well. But there isn't many, if any, that I can think of off the top of my head of Papua New Guinea born and bred players since Justin Mollen retired that are playing in the NRL. And I think that's a tragedy, really, because there's so much talent over there. But I think what the NRL bid's doing over there and what the Hunters have done through Paul Aiton over the last few years, I can't stress that enough. He's been outstanding in terms of developing these players that come really raw into his system. It's a hotbed for sure. And the great thing about the English game is the Papua New Guineans, interestingly, because of the climate difference, absolutely love the UK. Edwin Apapo is a great example of that at the moment. He's one of the best players in the competition.
That was Jason Demetrio, PNG Kummel's head coach and now in charge of the English Championship side, London Broncos as well. And he was talking there with Richard Ewart. Let's hope he can facilitate a game between the Kummels and England, because, look, next year is too long to wait for the next time to the Kummels to get onto the park, if you ask me.